All right, you're back at the Spice Cast. I'm Ben Jobe, your host for this evening. We've got the lovely and beautiful Dan Bullard. Yes, there he is. Just a little bashful, but doing all our sound mixing. Big thanks to our volunteers and our donators. I guess that's not the right word. What is the word for donators, people? They're like our sponsors or something.
Contributors.
Thank you, Dan. But today we have a special treat of some civic-minded folks, I guess you'd say. Some representatives of the Committee of 100. Once y'all get to 300, it can be like, you can do the play on the movie.
There you go.
It'll be like Bernie with a ripped, I don't know. Anyways.
That's a visualization. Oh, no. Thanks. I got that in my head now.
Don't worry. Yeah. You'll have to sleep. It'll wake you up at night. Ripped Bernie is coming for you. He's got opinions. But... But who we have tonight, we have Leah, Tyler, and Jonathan. Is that, I got everybody's name right?
It's Ty.
Ty?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to like give you a flashback to like your mom being angry at you about something. Okay.
Well, my name's Taylor is the, my middle
oh,
name.
Oh, my so bad, my bad. From. So it's Ty, though.
Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. Thanks for being part of the Spice Cast.
Appreciate it.
And you guys got a big event coming up next Tuesday, I understand. It's... How many of y'all done of these Rock the Vote events before?
This will be our fourth one. So We started it in 2008, and we model it after the National Rock the Vote campaign, and we are the only Rock the Vote sanctioned in the state of Alabama, so we're very proud. So 2008, 10, 12... 14. Oh, I miscounted. This is our fifth one. I can't
even
do that.
More. There's always
We've
things
done
to
a
vote
lot
on
of them.
Well, that's very cool. And have you seen the people coming to these events and everything changing a lot? Are you guys involved in, have y'all been involved in all of them, I guess? My first question would be.
I've been involved in several of them. I don't know if we've been involved in every single one of them. Since 2008 was when I moved here, so probably not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it has, I think it's grown every year, which is a big success. Every year we have more candidates, and I think that really shows you the importance of it. We have almost every single candidate for this year who's running locally for office will be there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I think that shows the importance they see, not only in the event, but just really getting out and meeting young professionals. Because our voice and our vote does count.
Yeah, for sure. And you don't always get a chance to have all those candidates in one place and have more information than like what you can Google on somebody or something like that. I feel like a lot of voters might like only get their like, oh, I looked at the paper and like I guess I got to make a decision off whatever this journalist wrote or something. But if you get to meet him, I guess you can ask him whatever you want.
Oh, you get to go shake hands. I mean, having a beer with someone, sit down and have a beer with someone, you're going to learn a lot more than, like I said,
Definitely.
Reading the paper or watching a debate on TV or something like that. You can ask what's important to you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's one thing to look at someone's platform when they've had this prepared material, but
right.
to actually be in the place with them, ask questions, what's relevant to you, see how they react, see how up on the issues they are, I think gives a much better opportunity to really get a feel for the candidate and some idea of whether or not they mesh with your values.
Very cool. So you guys do some social media, I suppose, make some pretty hilarious videos for YouTube and Facebook. When was that idea hatched? Were you just like, we need to connect with these people or something?
We will have to give full credit. Our communications chair is, her name is Bronwyn Murray, and she was the one who came up with the idea and helped push forward in making the commercials. And basically, if you can watch them on YouTube, you can watch them on our Facebook page, but it's showing you there are people out there who vote who you might not want to vote. So you need to go out and vote to make sure that,
you gotta
make the balance on there. There are some interesting people who are voting, so...
That's right. Maybe the people that are your polar opposites, so you have to watch out. And Huntsville's a pretty, like, what's awesome about Huntsville, it's a very diverse place.
Absolutely.
So it's like we've got all sorts of stratospheres of economics and ethnicities and everything. And, man, education levels, like, for Alabama especially, it's, like, drastically mixed up, which is really cool. Like, I think that's one of the things that makes Huntsville's so awesome is because you have like all these different people, and this is all about choosing our representation. So that's like one of the most important things, I guess, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, people always say, you know, my vote doesn't count, or, you know, if I don't have kids in school or if I don't own a home, why is it important for me to vote? But especially your local politics, that's really where your vote's going to count.
Right.
First of all, a lot of these elections are won just by a few votes. I mean, less than 100 votes. So your one vote really makes a difference.
Yeah, literally dozens of votes can make the difference in these elections. So if you don't like a guy and you and your friends go out and vote against him, you can put someone out of office.
Absolutely.
Which is pretty amazing, the amount of power you have on the local level.
Yeah, and that's the only way the government's going to understand that it requires us as well. So,
well, I always say if you're going to whine and gripe about something and you didn't vote, you shouldn't whine and gripe about it. Like, you can actually do something about it.
Well,
if you don't like the, you know, how high taxes are or how low taxes are, if you don't like if your road's not being paved and those type of things, that those are decisions.
Yeah, there's a guy who's that. There's that dude somewhere at a desk that was his job.
That's his job.
And that day, he just wasn't thinking about it.
Did you vote or not vote for that person, too? It makes a huge difference in that. So.
Well, very cool. Well, do you guys want to talk about, like, what the Committee of 100 is and, like, kind of some background for people that aren't familiar with your organization, I guess?
Sure. The Committee 100 was started 20 years ago, and it was basically kind of a spinoff of the Chamber of Commerce, but focusing on politics, because the Chamber and some of these other organizations, they really can't get involved in that local political level. They try not to get involved in it. So there was a group of businessmen that they said, you know, we really want to make sure that the people who are being elected in our community are business-minded, and they have our economic development in the best mind, and that's who we want. So they started it, and it's grown. I know we're called the Huntsville Committee 100. We actually have 240 members. That's not a really cool, catchy Huntsville Committee of 240 members, and 50 of those specifically are young professionals. And so the committee does is we bring in young professionals to learn about what's the issues that are going on in the community and get, you know, training them to either run for office or to help people run for office and get involved on a much deeper hands-on level.
Yeah, that's another part I didn't even think about. Like, people that, if they're not exposed to voting and being part of the system, they will never be one of those people that say, well, I could be a candidate. Like, I can do his job way better. And you want as many of those people as you can. Because I know, in some of these small elections, it's like, oh, yeah, he's running against himself for the 20th time or something.
Yeah.
And that could be changed, you know. It's like, that's getting young people and people realize that they have influence. And
well, go look at the who's in office currently.
Mm-hmm.
Go look at the makeup of all the and you'll see a theme of, I don't say really old, but older people. I mean, very few young professionals who are actually running for office. And it's hard for us because we're at the time in our life, we're getting out of school, we're getting married, we're starting families, we're in the peak of our career, and we're working really hard to grow. So it's hard for us to take that time to get involved in our community. But so many decisions directly affect us, you know.
Yeah.
And I think we're a little more tech savvy and...
Yeah, we're the new generation.
We are. We have a strong voice. We need something that we need,
at least,
you know,
part cyborg at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
kids nowadays, the real young ones, are just full-on robots, but we're only cyborgs.
Yes. Partial.
One thing that amazes me is the number of candidates who are unopposed as well.
Yeah,
you know, that
yeah.
There's no one challenges them, and it just they can stick to the status quo. So even in some of these races, if the incumbent's going to be reelected, at least having a diversity of ideas out there can kind of test these ideas, test these ideas, and give everyone a better idea of what voters actually care about and what young people care about. So that's what's interesting to me, and what I'd like to see more of is just more push and pull in our local and state elections.
Well, and it's amazing when you get young professionals together. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we had the big Free the Hops push.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sounds...
That was a long-fought battle, too.
It was
absolutely.
I mean...
But it really changed.
It's just strange to think that you couldn't have, you know, you couldn't make beer in Alabama and all these other weird rules that we have. And young professionals said, this is important to me, not just because, like, I mean, look, I don't even... I'm a wine and booze drinker. I don't even like beer. I'll say that. But I know for economic development, this is something that's good because it's going to bring breweries. It's going to bring a diversification of people that are moving here. You know, that's why
so
it's
many, there's so many Germans.
And a culture.
Yeah, there's so many Germans here already. Like, they love making beer. So why not?
I mean, so I think that's a perfect example of a topic that young professionals got around and literally changed the law.
Oh, yeah. And it's ended up changing the whole scope of culture in Huntsville, really.
Absolutely.
Like, Campus 805 is a real prime example of that. And all the stuff you see happening in Birmingham. Like, I also think... to go pretty far with it, like some of these smaller bands like St. Paul and the Broken Bones and stuff like that, those people, without those little small venues to get started at, those people don't get to a national level.
Absolutely.
And, man, from a musician standpoint, the breweries, like, saved our bacon. Because there's so many, it's like Crossroads shut down, we had a lot of the larger bars and stuff changing, combining, and shutting down and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, there's just no place to get paid. Like, you just can't be a paid musician.
Yeah.
But those breweries, man. The hats off to them, Yellowhammer, and I know Salty Nut, all of them. I mean, I think there's Mad Malts. There's so many of them, yeah, which is great, because, yeah. Like, I mean, the competition can only make more awesome beer, I guess.
Yeah.
But that I feel like that's had a huge hand in supporting an art scene that just wouldn't have been here, you know?
Yeah.
And Huntsville may have remained, like, a place where you can have kids, but not much else kind of thing.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, you can get a good job. But, yeah, man. So hats off to the Free the Hops people to that too as well, for sure. But y'all made some videos like this Nader one, which is pretty good because a constant threat to our existence in Alabama. we get the weirdest. It's like we're in the eye of the storm in Huntsville.
I know,
it's like we get a little bit of the hurricanes blowing up and get some rain, and we get some snow every now and again. Tornadoes, of course, random floods, just whatever apocalypse you can think of that day, it might happen. And we're right next to Redstone, so, you know, there could be nukes, there could be zombie virus. It's all very in the wheelhouse. But do you guys want to talk about, like, how that video got made or intro it for some people? Go ahead, John.
I think Prototype Multimedia helped us with that one.
Yes, big time.
Yeah, big time, and they wanted to kind of make a little bit of a more edgy kind of, like, get a good reaction out of people.
Yeah.
We didn't want to start out just giving you a civics lesson on voting.
Found it in.
The No Naders one, I think, is the most popular just because it has a really good hashtag associated with it. But, yeah, go check it out.
Well, it's nice, and it's short and sweet and gets to the point well. Like, it's got good Frank imagery and
but
everything.
Actually,
I think it was a good piece of work.
After watching it, I realized that some of the younger generation, like the millennials, may not know who Nader is.
Right.
And what he represented.
I don't think that was what the purpose of it was. I didn't go that way, so...
Hashtag
no naders. I just assume no tornadoes. No tornadoes.
Tornadoes.
No tornadoes.
The sky turns green, nader green, when the naders come. So it's something something biological to do with this.
Oh, nader's nice.
One of those supervillains in his bunker somewhere. Like, the green party will rise again. Anyways. But yeah, we'll play a sound clip, I guess. You guys might find this on the internet, and we'll check it out. This is Committee 100's vote-focused video. I guess, is there a title for the video, like, and a name? Is it just called No Naders?
Hashtag No Naders.
Hashtag No Naders. That's efficient. Here we go.
Yeah, I'll vote. Well, Alabama's great. Ain't no need for nothing different. You can't be happy here. You ain't looking at it the right way. Tornadoes is the only negative thing about Alabama. And that's been going on for thousands of years. But yeah, I vote. Vote no naders.
And you're back. That was no naders. I was trying to say it. That was no naders. I'm used to doing some, like, long, epic metal segues, you know, it's like, that was 14 minutes of metal music. So I'm glad y'all brought in some punchy, like, more. But I like that video because it was kind of, it wasn't like it was very insulting, I felt like, to anybody, but it was on the edge where we can laugh at ourselves, and it was entertaining where people would actually talk about it. Because if you just said, like, just had a thing about, you should vote, voting's good, everybody's like, yeah, that's probably true, but I'm never gonna retweet that or
yeah, <exactly.
laughs> you know, do anything with that. Yeah.
Yeah, but you start to realize he votes.
Yeah, you know. Definitely.
You don't? Wait a minute. He's the one making decisions for you.
and you guys are going to have the brand new online voter registration set up at Tuesday's events, right? So people can kind of quickly get in and...
Yeah, so to kind of contextualize things a little bit. So last week on February 1st was the Iowa caucuses. Mm-hmm. Then on Tuesday will be the New Hampshire primaries.
And we'll actually be streaming those live.
Yeah, that's awesome.
From the event. So right after then, you know, you have Nevada and South Carolina. Then Alabama is a part of Super Tuesday, which is this year. It's going to be on March 1st. So our primary is just about here. In order to vote in the primary, the deadline to register is February 12th for a hand-delivered ballot or February 13th if it were postmarked. All this mm-hmm. is rendered a little bit moot now because you can register online.
Uh-huh.
And so part of what we're going to have there is iPads set up for people to come in. They can just fill out all their information, get listed, get registered. And it's real important to update your registry because a lot of people don't know this, but you're assigned mm-hmm. to a specific precinct. And if you moved, it could be halfway across town. And are you really going to leave work for an hour and a half in the middle
exactly.
of the day?
Yeah.
Drive back to the other side mm-hmm. of town and go vote? Mm-hmm. No. So, I mean, it's most people, I think, do it in the morning, do it after work. So it's best just to go ahead and get it over with. And at our event, we can actually go ahead, register you. We can check your current registry to make sure everything's up to date and make sure you're able to compete with no Nader Man.
that is a good point because I feel like every election cycle after the election, I have a handful of friends that are like, oh yeah, I didn't change my address in time. Yeah. And then it's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and then
time
and
moves on.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, another 4 years, I'll vote for president because that's what I do. And then they don't or something. It's like that person has removed themselves from the political equation, you know, for all that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a shame.
Well, yeah.
And there's so many smaller elections in the middle that, you know.
Yeah. For as an anecdote, when I was in college, I had a friend who got real swept up into the Obama campaign and went. Mm-hmm. He went to New Hampshire. He went to Iowa. Was out there canvassing, knocking on doors. They'd spend, you know, 15, 20 minutes convincing someone to really buy into the platform. Person would get on board, and then they'd realize they weren't registered, couldn't vote in the primary, couldn't vote in the general, and it was all for naught.
Right.
It's ridiculous that you have to go through these extra steps to register in advance, but it's a necessary step. So we want to make sure as many people can register.
Get ready.
As possible.
So these politicians will come to you and say, "This is why you should elect me."
Exactly.
They're supposed to work for you guys. You may not know
this.
They're supposed to.
They're supposed to. So.
But the event on Tuesday, it is for free. It's at Campus 805, which is the new shiny, like, remodeled, I guess, version of Stone Middle School on Governor's Drive, right on the crux of what are those streets?
It's Clinton. The address is 2620 Clinton, but it's near Governor's Clinton, kind of where Triana. They all come
there.
together. Mm-hmm. Really close to downtown Huntsville. Stone Middle School. We'll have lots of signs, so you can park and follow the signs in. It's in the old cafeteria, but it will not look like a cafeteria after we get done with it.
It's a super cool space. We're really excited about
it. It's going to be, it's kind of your first peek into what this event space is going to look like. It's going to be the new happening place in town. So get in there early and look.
Very cool.
Free food, free beverages. We're going to have music. Of course, the candidates will be there. We're also giving away tons of door prizes. So it's a free event. You get free food, free drinks, and you get free stuff. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Yeah. It's all free, people.
You get some political capital as well.
Exactly.
Political capital is free once you register.
So we have some really, we have $100 to Nick's Restaurante. I know we have $100 to Cotton Row. We have gift cards. We have some really
tasty
big prizes.
Go straight for the food. I like it.
Yeah,
you know your customers here.
That's right.
It's like everybody in the South loves
Iron
food.
Tribe, Southeastern Skin. I'm forgetting
that's for
a lot.
After you eat all that food.
Yes, exactly. You need to go work it out.
Work it off,
make
it
sure
off.
Your skin looks good for it.
And what? The food's actually speaking. Being made by Mark Craig, the license director, so you actually have an elected official making you dinner,
making our barbecue for us. So yeah, it's gonna be barbecue,
So that's his political strategy. I say, yeah. Make delicious barbecue and sway the voters. Yes,
he won't give it to you if you don't vote for him.
So politically, it's delicious, but it's politically motivated.
And it's really geared, you know, this event is for, it is free. It is 21. You have to be at least 21 mm-hmm. and up. It's 21 to 40. It's for young professionals. So unfortunately, if you're under 21, you will be turned away because there is alcohol. But
so are you carding these elderly gentlemen?
We will be carding anybody. If Bernie Sanders walks to the door, we'll be carding him.
Sorry, Bernie.
I don't know. You're kind of iffy right there.
You're right there on the edge of 40, Bernie. Look at you.
I don't know. So, but yeah, so 21 to 40, come out.
That's
and,
cool,
and the biggest thing is just, the more young professionals we have show up, the more it's going to prove to our candidates our voice counts and we are important.
And you'll
have
a good... it's going to be a great place for other young professionals to meet other young professionals.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great platform for people to come out...
become an interest group.
Exactly.
Instantly.
Network and meet some fun people.
And so we have a lot of candidates signed up right now.
Yeah, I was about to ask. Like,
yeah.
You said there was a good bit, so...
I'd say what, at the local level of Madison County, just about every person's coming out, right?
Absolutely. In Madison County, we have everybody running for office except for like 5 people. So that's I mean, I think that's a pretty good chunk of people.
Yeah.
And of course, your biggies, your Tommy Battles and your Dale Strongs, and they'll be there. And
they're in the title fight, the last event.
And unfortunately, we will not have Mo Brooks and Shelby there because they are actually in session. They're actually working. But we will have representatives there. So
cool.
You can ask them questions and they'll have all the information there as well.
Yeah. These guys are voting for you all the time. So you should ask them something.
We actually have gotten some phone calls on some of the national presidential candidates.
Right.
So we don't want to promise anything, but well, at least
it might be cool.
It might be cool. And I know at least we'll have some representatives there. So we really want the event to focus on the local elections, but from our local Madison County, our state officials, even maybe national as well. So,
well, very cool. So y'all show up to 8:05. That'll be next Tuesday. When's the event start?
It's February 9th, starts at 5 p.m. and goes until 8.
Very cool. Yep, 21 and up. It's free, so, I mean, there's no reason not to show up. And they've got free parking, and you get to see 805, which I'm sure is going to be a monster as the more shiny stuff they add. And it's so cool that they're working with some of the other breweries around town.
Yeah.
And, like, in Birmingham, it's like, yeah, each place has their big thing, but our guys got together and we're like, yes, let's... Yeah. Let's make it good. The beer mall is I'm trying to coin that term.
I like beer mall.
Because it's got pizza and stuff and a supply store.
February 9th at the beer mall.
All sorts of stuff. Yeah, the beer mall. I feel like it's gonna stick. But but thanks again for coming in, guys. And,
absolutely.
Talking to us. And I appreciate what you're doing, really. Because I feel like, I don't know, there's a lot of people that are young that are just not keyed in, and it doesn't have to be like you have to worry about it every day.
Yeah.
It can just be you can really influence stuff and you don't have to gripe about it later, I guess.
Perfect.
But thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
So what's the way people connect with this event? Do they get on the Facebooks or the Twitters?
Go to our Facebook, Rock the Vote 2016. We're really putting tons of information out there about who's coming, what door prizes we have, those and our sponsors and that, and all the information on that you can get in there to register to vote.
You can actually go to alabamavotes.gov and register yourself, but do you really want to sit at home by yourself, registering?
Yeah, you can register to vote online by yourself.
Hang out with us.
You can stuff your face while you're doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Eat free food.
And on the Committee of 100 level, you can go to the Huntsville Committee of 100 Facebook page and like
us. There's a website?
Yeah, HuntsvilleCommittee100.org, too, if you just want to learn about a little bit more what we're doing.
And hashtag everything no naders.
Hashtag everything no
naders. Everything no
naders. Speaking of hashtags, we also have a hashtag vote100 going on, and that is because we want 100% participation of young professionals voting. So hashtag vote100, hashtag no naders.
Yeah, there's much more of you guys than you think there is. You can do it. But thanks again for coming in. You're listening to the Spice Cast. I'm Ben Job. Thanks, Dan Bullard, for doing sound. Thanks to Shelby Butler for doing some of our calendar stuff. Zachary Patrick, Thomas Wolf for being awesome people just in general. Thanks again for listening. Check us out on iTunes or spiceradio.com. That's spice-radio.com/radio or our Facebook, Spice Radio Huntsville. Thanks again for listening. Have a great night.
We're Spice Radio, and we approve this message.
Attention, Alabama! Are you into politics? Are you tired of the status quo? Are you tired of the same old politicians blowing your hard-earned tax money on fancy parties on private yachts? Then I have a question for you. Why aren't you voting? Do you know that only 10% of registered millennial voters in Alabama voted in the last presidential election?
Say what?
I know, right? That's just plain stupid. We see you on Facebook posting dumb political memes all the time.
Dear Internet, I disagree with your worldview and I think you're stupid. Signed sincerely.
No one cares because you didn't vote. So why don't you do something that actually counts? Like, oh, I don't know, actually voting in a real election, in person at a polling place. Get online right now and go to alabamavotes.gov.
Say what now, what now?
That's alabamavotes.gov and register to vote. It's so easy, you can do it in your underwear. And come out to Huntsville Committee of 100's Rock the Vote event, February 9th starting at 5 p.m. at Campus 805 in Huntsville. There will be free food, free booze, and you can heckle all the local politicians that are making decisions that affect your everyday lives. Are you a Democrat? We don't care. Are you a Republican? We don't care. Do you think that the earth is hollow and that the world is ruled by a secret cabal of lizard people? Then meet us out behind the old barn after midnight. The revolution is nigh, brothers and sisters. But after that, go register to vote! For more information on how to vote in the state of Alabama, check out the Committee of 100's Facebook page. Or just freaking Google it! You're adults, you know how to use the internet. Just do it!
This message was brought to you by the Friends of Spice Radio Huntsville and the concerned citizens of the state of Alabama.